In a logical world, the Alberta Minister of Transportation, Devin Dreeshan, would be fired. Alas, it's instead a populist world where bad but popular decisions and policies aren't only permitted, they're actively pursued. Banning photo radar is a sad example. But it's not just populist, it's unsafe and will indirectly lead to more road accidents, damage and death. Any transportation safety professional in any field will attest this action will reduce road safety and result in more traffic fatalities in the long run. It's obvious that Minister Dreeshan and the Alberta UCP government could care less. Further, contrary to the UCP mantra of being frugal, this will certainly lead to Albertans paying more in medical costs, vehicle damage repair costs, insurance costs, and for the actual enforcement of speed limits. Those against photo radar seem to be in two camps. First are those who don't like being held to traffic speed restrictions, or perhaps any other government restrictions, like seatbelts or motorcycle helmets. Second are those who think photo radar is a somehow unfair cash cow and is in place to make money. That's simply not true. It's in place because it's very probably the most cost-effective way to help reduce speeding, and so is a preferred choice of governments to help fulfill their traffic safety mandates. There might be a simple municipal fix to this provincial-level irresponsibility and Dreeshan's illogical action. St. Albert should hire 2 more bylaw officers with vehicles and equipment to use manned radar to nab speeders and make this, and other traffic enforcement, their only responsibilities. They should be tasked with writing enough traffic tickets to pay for their salaries, benefits, vacations, vehicles and fuel, equipment and all supervisory and office overhead. These would be cost-recoverable expenses. No cash cows here, but only cost recovery. It might even be possible to recover costs for more than just 2 new officers. Last but not least, it has the benefit of having ticket recipients not only pay fines but also lose license points. A great double bonus for traffic scofflaws, and all at no added expense to law-abiding taxpayers. Indeed, it would be truly fiscal nirvana for the entire "all government is wasteful" crowd. Welcome to the world of UCP populism, coupled with sheer incompetence. David Merritt, St. Albert.